The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Insanity is continuing to think the same things and expect different results. Now is the time to think about everything in a new way that leaves either or thinking behind, to embrace and thinking, revealing a new, higher perspective on life. Now, here's Kathy Kirk.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother.
Waking up in America, our American Cafe, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, and we really want to thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Sir Jason Winterty, Tad Patterson's You Have the Right, and Protandin, and we should definitely mention Jim and El Pinto Salsa. They actually have a destination restaurant right there in Albuquerque that's been satisfying customers with good service and great food for over 50 years. It's a family business, a family legacy. So CW is our producer, and Randy Shannon is our co-host today. And I want to thank both of you. And we invite you to actually join Torchbearers all over the world to light your torch for freedom, awareness, and celebrate the vibrancy of the 2,000-year-old Republic flame. Because whether or not you know it, folks, this is not about being in a democracy. That's where the sheep get eaten by the wolves. We actually have a republic, and we have to remember that we do, because we've been distracted so many times and told that we're in a democracy. And it's a whole different situation when you realize that our forefathers created the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and they did that to establish a republic. And you don't have to go any place to be in a republic. You're already in one, so start claiming your rights. And in the republic, you have a right to hire and fire the people that operate in your name. So I want you to remember that. Also, I want you to know that this 2,000-year-old republic flame that we have going on here is a big deal in the universe. And a lot of scary things have been happening to people. Randy and I get messages every week about that. And I mentioned one of my sponsors, which is Stardust. And I usually talk more about Ra and his wonderful mailing list. Well, the gentleman that we have with us today, David Raphael, actually, is part of the legacy that came to me through Ra and Stardust. And this gentleman will give you some very interesting points of view. We'll be talking about zero-point energy today and maybe throwing a little chemtrails and things of that nature. What can I say? It's a fun thing that we're up to here, bringing information, because when you get access to information, also you'll be wanting to check out his websites. you can check right out now and go over to the lightparty.com. So we're happy to have David with us this morning, and we're happy to have you with us. And the torchbearer of the Olympic flame, actually, there's three words that guide that torchbearer, which is Sidious, Altius, Fortius, which means swifter, higher, stronger. And in this case, I'm bringing to you perhaps a different point of view in this gentleman, and you'll find out more about that in a few minutes. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world, and we'd like to thank you for your observation and support, Bob. And visit our site, which is wakingupinamerica.com, and you can hop right over there right now and take a look at what we have going on. You'll see the great sponsors that make this program possible. If you happen to hear a phone ringing or a dog barking or an angel singing, know that we call from our homes and offices to cause this program from around the world. I like to pray, and I like to pray in Aramaic, which means that's the language that Jesus spoke. And what prayer is in Aramaic means, it means that you go out and get that which is yours in the universe. It doesn't mean that you're sitting around on your knees asking God to give you something. In Aramaic, to pray means actually to take that which is yours. So if we can give you a variety of ways that you might have access to that which is yours, or that you might even understand more is yours than you are aware of, we bring to you one of the most interesting people I've spoken to in my lifetime. It's Dr. David Raphael, and he's out of San Francisco, California, one of my absolute favorite places on the planet. So, gosh, Dr. David Raphael, we'll call you David. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about you?
Well, I'm an MD. I define myself as a holistic physician artist. In 1977, I had started the San Francisco Medical Research Foundation, which came from a book that I wrote called Medicine Today, Healing Tomorrow, which at the time was a very revolutionary book. It was a highly critical, or as a critique of the modern, what we call the modern allopathic medical paradigm, which is now morphed, thank God, into what is called integrative or complementary medicine. And it was also at that time I was in a psychiatric residency, and I was very disenchanted with what was going on there. So I bolted out of the orthodox model and set up San Francisco Medical, which was a leading-edge holistic educational foundation. And my artistic side began to really blossom, and we started doing music festivals. We put out the first, what at the time was called New Age Music, under San Francisco Medical, because I was very, very interested in the healing power, still am, of music and art to heal and transform. And that has morphed into our attainment site, which is quite an extraordinary site. But in 1979...
Well, let's stop a little moment and tell them how to get to that site. It's Artainment?
Yeah, Artainment. Artainment. And it's a wealth of beautiful art. We have a whole list of, oh God, hundreds of fantastic visionary mandalic and fractal artists. And it's always growing because we're kind
of a
hub.
Some people don't know what a fractal artist is.
Well, that brings in a whole... Fractal art is a mathematical... fractals are what's inherent in nature. In fact, fractal art is a way to communicate. It's a piece of art that communicates actually reality of how we actually live in a fractal universe, which means that it's always changing its construction or our experience based upon our perception and beliefs. So the universe is always in a state of fractalization. It's always changing. And fractal art, when you look at fractal art, you'll see the inherent beauty and the ever-changing nature of reality.
You take a look at a conch shell, and that's a sacred geometry?
A golden mean is, And we have a lot of mandalic art there, and, the flower of life, and Drumbolo Melchizedek, discovered that the flower of life was, he found it in all the different cultures. And to give credit to Carl Jung, way back when, he wrote a book called Archetypes and the Collective Unconscious, and he studied different cultures as well, and he found that mandalic art was inherent within all the artistic expressions and spiritual expressions of cultures all over the world. Of course, if you look at Tibetan Buddhism, you see all these beautiful mandalic tankas and so on and so forth, and you'll see in Islamic art.
We're going to have to slow down a little bit because you're almost speaking a foreign language here for many of our listeners.
Anyway, mandalic art has the inherent nature. Mandalas exist throughout nature, and a mandala has the unique ability to basically organize and focus the mind into oneness. And that's what mandalic art is about, is to remind people of the inherent unity of consciousness itself. So it has the ability to dissolve the concept of belief in separation. And that's what all healing is about. It's a return to oneness and dissolving the belief in separation. And that is what's happening now. That is the evolution in consciousness now, is the dissolution of separation and back into unitive consciousness. And the art that we create, have been creating for years, an artist, has that innate ability to really heal. What I say, our mantra is inspire, delight, heal, and enlighten. And along with the art, what we've done is we've integrated really beautiful music. So you have a synchronization and synergy of art and music that really is quite exalting. And some people will just say that's beautiful art, but in reality, it's more than art. It's archetypal art, so it shifts people's consciousness into the spiritual dimensions of beauty, love, creativity, all the eternal verities of the wisdom traditions, without creating a religious context. It's spiritual.
So and they're being healed from what is it? Mental disorders, or what are they?
Well, the mental disorder that we suffer from is the belief of separation and fear. That's the primary mental disorder on planet Earth. Mental emotional disorder is rooted in fear, which is rooted in separation. So we've all taken on various levels of conditioning. And this art and music has the ability, in a very gentle yet powerful way, to transform and transmute conditioning, which is...
Let me just make sure our listeners are over at artainment.com, and you can see some of what attracted me to this. I thought whoever is doing this has really got something interesting going on. So you were saying you were in, I'm going to put quotes around ordinary because I can't imagine you ever being totally ordinary. But quite an ordinary worker in the mental health system when you bolted for this?
Well, this is a long time ago. It's very strange. I came out of a British medical background school, and I wound up in San Francisco, and
the hippie capital of the world.
Yeah, I said I went through the 60s and the 70s, let me just say that. And I was introduced to what at that time was, you know, the beginning of holistic medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, naturopathic medicine. I got flooded with new ideas and concepts, and I was open to, because I, for whatever reason, I mean, it was my destiny to be open to all this new type of information. And as I said, basically the bottom line was, I realized I was a naturopath trapped in an allopathic world. Do you know what I mean by that?
Well, I
was inherently a naturopath. I was brought up on a beach. I was always a great lover of nature, and I had an inherent understanding of the power and beauty of nature to heal. I've always understood it without necessarily putting it into a context intellectually. I was very unhappy about being in hospitals. So the only thing I liked about hospitals, I used to joke with the nurses, because the hospitals did not have fresh air, there wasn't enough sunlight, highly technical, and the machines were running all the time. So, you know, my focus became basically mission, if you like, to keep people out of hospitals, which moves you into the wellness paradigm, which is the new paradigm.
I have to tell you, I looked up allopath, right?
That's what I'm doing right now.
I wanted to make sure I knew what it was, right? And it says a person who practices allopathy. Not fair.
Yeah,
not fair. So I still don't know what an allopath is. Forgive me, dear listeners.
I'm thinking it's one who's in the actual hospitals doing regular meds.
Well,
right?
Equal modern Western medicine is it's chemicals, it's, you know, it's chemically based, pharmaceutical based world surgery, drug surgery, and it's all based on symptomatic medicine. You present to the doctor, and of course, doctors now know that stress, what I call unaccommodated stress, is the fundamental cause of dis-ease. So our whole thing is about educating people how to stay healthy, which deals with exercise, attitude, and nutrition, and detoxification of the body, things that you need to do for yourself. We now know, as I wrote in the, that virtually all diseases are lifestyle choices, lack of wisdom, poor choices, laziness, not exercising, eating bad food, not developing any type of regimen, you know, be it meditation or self-hypnosis, for stress reduction. So, again, this information is out all over the place. Nutritional science is very powerful now. We now know that fruits and vegetables and things like that are healthy for us, and the importance of organic food, and on and on and on. And there's a battle, and has been a battle, between the orthodox world that is basically chemically based in the organic now and holistic world. And that is how the beginning of the Light Party came into formation. But within that morphing into the Light Party, which was to bring a holistic perspective paradigm into the political arena, in 1979, I was at one of our music festivals up on Mount Tam, which overlooks the Bay Area. I was given a very compelling vision about Alcatraz Island.
I love that place, actually.
And
I know
we
what it
have
is,
been,
but I love it.
We have been promoting the transformation of Alcatraz Island into a global peace, creative arts, and educational.
I had the same idea like 20 years ago. I was standing out there, and I thought, this could be just such an amazing peace center.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing about it, as I recall, was that it lacked water, but it seemed to me that that could be handled.
Yeah, that's not a problem. So it became a compelling vision of ours. In 78, I articulated it, and we've incorporated it within the Light Party paradigm. We have a 7-point platform. Now, the number one, which is the one that we stand on, is Project Health. The strength of our nation is directly proportional to the health of our people. The corollary to that is healthy soil creates healthy plants. Healthy plants create healthy people. So we have this whole thing going on, as you know, California, Prop 37, the Monsantos of the world, biotech.
Right.
Taking over the monoculture of the, and it's bogus, but, you know, the way to salvation agriculturally is through.
Let me just interrupt you here a minute and let listeners know that what we're talking about is Alcatraz is actually an island in the little island in the San Francisco Bay.
Center, right smack in the middle of San Francisco Bay, right.
And it was a penal colony.
Yeah, it's an ex-concentration camp.
Yeah, there you go, an ex-concentration camp for very many years. In fact, I think
for the super bad guys. Super bad guys.
So we're making references, and I just want to make sure that they're grounded, because we're listened to from all over the place, and
right.
We want to kind of drop the breadcrumbs of where we're going.
I wanted to jump in, too, Val. You know, what he's talking about, the holistic healing and the food and the plants, and, you know, so much as GMO, the genetically modified foods. I saw a study just in the last couple days, and it happened to be when Hitler's troops had gone into Norway, and they seized all of the animals. They seized all the pigs and the cows, and you could see the absolute progression. It was tracked because the people were forced to turn to plants. That's all they had left. They had no meat.
Oh.
And the study was the cancer rates, and the moment that the meat, the livestock, was seized and they had to revert to those plants, the cancer rates absolutely dropped. They plummeted.
Really?
And they went off. It just went so low. It was off the charts for years.
Well, yes. Now, herein lies, you know, as far as changing the system or as far as movement towards health, the idea that we have to have protein through animals is ridiculous because you have plant-based protein. The fact that the heavy consumption of meat in this country, and particularly in the most disgusting way, the way we treat our animals and slaughter the animals, is, you know, a movement towards vegetarianism, semi-vegetarianism, would be very revolutionary because it would free up a phenomenal amount of land to begin to use land to cultivate other cash crops that aren't based on, you know, animal cultivation. The use of heavy amounts of water for animals, the toxic runoff that, I mean, on and on and on. I'll just give you a little anecdotal story here about, you know, I mean, I have been a vegetarian, occasionally have fish, so for 30-plus years. It happened very quickly for me. I just stopped eating meat. I'm not saying everybody tomorrow, you know, give it up, but, you know, I came back from L.A. The end of the middle of February. I was down at a Conscious Life Expo. We were on Route 5, which is where the big slaughterhouses are in California. And we're driving out back late, and I stopped at a big gas station. I walked outside. You know, usually when I drive through there, the windows are closed or listening to music or whatever. The stench was overwhelming. I mean, I couldn't believe the stench. This gas station was right in the smack in the middle of this major slaughterhouse. And I almost puked, really. It reminded me of India, actually. That's a whole other story. But
yeah, I know that one.
And that was it. It was just another heavy imprint of, like, God, you know, how could people be eating these animals? But so that John Robbins, you know, there's been lots of books on the subject of, you know, the absolute benefit of moving from a protein meat, you know, animal protein diet to a plant-based diet. You know, now, the light party is really about simplification and underconsumption.
Now, well, you just threw out the name of one of the leaders of the movement, John Robbins.
John Robbins,
A Diet for a New America.
Yeah.
And Diet for a New America was probably out like about 20 years ago, and I believe
right.
He was the Baskin Robbins there.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, he was in Santa Cruz.
It was like 20 years ago we had him on Waking Up in America, and the pictures in there, honest to God, Dougie. Oh, God. They had the animals stuffed in the pens.
Oh, yeah, it's still going on.
Like, you know, what do they call it for? What, pate, you know? Goose pate, where they stuff as much food and cause the goose's liver to explode. Well, that's what I mean. Maybe we should have this conversation.
Well, the good news today, you know, you go to Whole Foods and, you know, all these fantastic super concentrated superfoods and powders are all out there. We came out, my foundation came out with a product, and it was way ahead of its time, which was a powder called This Is It, Complete Nutritional Formula. And it had the greens, and it had the vitamin C, and it had the CoQ enzyme 10, and all that kind of stuff, but as a powder. And the whole point about powders is that rather than taking pills, it's majorly assimilated. So if you're really interested in super nutrition, you get these fabulous composite, comprehensive powders now, and there's like, everybody's doing knockoffs. It's very impressive. And, you know, you make your smoothie. You put this in your drink. You take your drink. You're covered. And your need and desire for food is dramatically decreased. So you're not always thinking about, you know, I got to eat. I got to stuff myself. You know, and what we're seeing today, you know, again, politically, is the fact that we have a health care crisis. Well, it's all based upon the fact that people are not getting proper nutrition, and they're going to technological medicine to try to fix the ills when in reality...
Well, they've also been invited to improper nutrition rather soundly.
Well, it's a disease economy, let's face it.
Right. A disease poverty economy based on
medical,
what's been going on the last 50 years.
I call it the medical, military, industrial complex, and it's much bigger than the military. So, you know, you got the pharmaceuticals and the insurance companies, and it's a racket. And... And it's in the 70s when I wrote my book, I said, if we don't go into prevention education, this country's going to get bankrupt because everybody's going to be sick. Well, therein you have it. It's happening now, just a little factoid information. Diabetes in this country, which is, you know, due to heavy consumption of sugars and high corn syrup and all this stuff, which is subsidized by the government, by the way, is costing the United States in terms of health $250 billion in terms of lost productivity because of disease, diabetes type 2, and the kids, you know, and the obesity. Well, what is this? Why is this happening? It's very obvious, right? It's all because of poor nutritional choices.
Well, I got to tell you, the whole country was really upset when I think it might be your Prop 37, whatever it was on the GMO and the labeling didn't pass in California.
We were outspent 40-1.
That was
bloody outrageous. The big guns came in because GMOs are being resisted tremendously in Europe and in India and the rest of the world. You know, home base Monsanto is the United States. It was a stealth operation. They never did the real science of it. It was just sort of appeared on the scene, and it was forced upon us on the idea that this is really good, healthy food, and it's going to feed the world. It's nonsense. It's absolute. It's a total false, you know, assumptions and arguments. But it developed most of the corn and the soy in the United States is GMO. So there you have it.
And the problem with that stuff is it takes over everything, and I'm about to take over right now so I can mention our sponsors here. You're listening to Waking Up in America's Our American Cafe, and we're delighted to be on the air today with David and Randy. And we want to thank Sir Jason Winter Tea, which I'm partial to peach. If you look at our website at wakingupinamerica.com, you'll see Sir Jason Winter Tea right over there on the right-hand side. And let me just say that this tea was invented by a man who was given a death sentence. And after putting this tea together, he no longer operated under that death sentence. It was more of a horror sentence, actually. Their plans were, if he didn't change, they were going to cut out his tongue. That's how they actually handle the product or the health issue that I'm not supposed to mention the name of on the radio or say that the tea actually helped him. Well, it did. It totally saved that situation for him. So what's known about Sir Jason Winter Tea is that it actually strengthens your immune system. So you want to make sure that if your immune system needs strengthening for any kind, you drink 3 or 4 cups of this tea a day, and you should notice a difference over time, besides the fact that it just tastes darn good. Protandim. Protandim is listed on the right-hand side of the website. This is a substance that takes, it's an organic product that takes us, cleanses our blood and takes us back to the age of 20. Interesting things have happened since I've been doing Protandim for about a year now. I actually started having memories that I didn't know I'd forgotten, full things like that. I noticed that my attention span lasted longer, or that I could stay engaged in a process longer, or that I could get up earlier without suffering, that I didn't need as much sleep. CloningCompany.com, that's down on the bottom of the site. This 5,000-year-old process will actually clean out your eustachian tubes, and it'll actually filter out the evil things that we've gotten in our body from the chemtrails, and we can maybe ask David a little bit about that in a few minutes. So check out CloningCompany.com. What can I tell you? It works, okay? Randy Shannon, her very own company is 42action.org. That's just one of the companies. Randy's a dynamic businesswoman. Linda Kamen at lindakamens.com, and that's Kamens is KAMMINS.com. Linda's an amazing person. She actually gives you a head rub that you just would not believe how good it feels. And that head rub, she's infusing your scalp with all kinds of nutrients that it misses in our culture today, and your ends up thickening your hair. So any of you out there that your hair is getting thinner, check out lindakamens.com. Anybody who wants a good head rub, check out lindakamens.com. I just love this woman. We have Stardubs, actually, who had turned me on to David, and what I will tell you is if you use Stardubs for your mailing, and it's marketing with the stars on the website, you know, let Ron know that you heard about it over here. You'll like this guy, and you'll like what he puts out. So he hooks you up with all kinds of people that are about the soul and about evolution of the soul and about maybe looking at things a little bit differently than we've been quizzed on the radio and television usually. God, what would we do without El Pinto Salsa? And my friend Jim, he and his brother John actually manufacture El Pinto Salsa, which is sold all over the world, specifically in the United States, at Ralph's. Also, they have what you call a destination restaurant in Albuquerque, and that means that that restaurant is so good that people actually drive from other states to be there. So, also, check out drvalerie.com. That's my site, and doctor is all spelled out. That's drvalerie.com. I actually work in the electromagnetic field, and I can actually neutralize the effect of past traumas and remove the electrical charge on them for you. And when the charge is released, so are you. So I can give you a demonstration of that if you want to call 310-455-8623 right here in California. That's 310-455-8623. And then we have Mr. Tad Patterson, and he has a website called You Have the Right, and we had a really interesting interview last week with one of the people that Tad works with, a gentleman named Gordon Hall. And these guys are all about you having your rights as well. And in Gordon Hall's case, he actually wins a lot of, what's the right word for it? He teaches the language that allows you to win in court and in criminal cases and tax cases and all kinds of things. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, send an email to Val, that's V-A-L, at mail, M-A-I-L, house, H-O-U-S-E.com. And once again, Waking Up in America. Randy, you might want to say a word, take a minute or two and to say something about 42action.org.
Well, this week we're featuring some of the documents that are on the page. We have, a lot of people don't know, because it's hidden in this country, that you can get a divorce in a week or less. So we have a document right on the front page if anybody wants to know. It has to
do
with
our government?
well, Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, and all you have to do is fly there, and if you get the document that's on our page, you'll find out exactly how to do it. You'll be divorced in about 3 days is what it really boils down to.
And
you can worry about the finances and the kids later. This is just to get the divorce. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, now, how about that? What about concierge service?
The other, yes, bviconcierge.com. And it's about lifestyle and just living a beautiful life. Everybody should check it out. We have several packages there. They're really fun. And by the time you're done with your phone calls with them, you will definitely know you are a VIP with our company. So, super fun. 42action.org and bviconcierge.com.
42Action, the number 42?
Yes, the number 42action.org. We have several documents there on the front page, but this week we're featuring the divorce doc.
Not
everybody's meant to be married. It's unfortunate, but it happens.
Or to the particular person they're married to.
Exactly. So,
in the second part of our wonderful radio
show. That's great
show,
to know that. That's great information.
She is just...
No, a lot of
library.
People who you know, you got to go in California if you want to get divorced. It's all very time-consuming.
Oh, this is incredible. 3 days and it's done.
And you can get it in Puerto Rico, too.
And it's a legal, document. It's a legal document, right?
Mm-hmm. And what's fun is it comes from the judge and it'll get sent to your spouse, all in Spanish, about 6 or 7 weeks later. But it is final at the
So they won't know until they get the document that they're divorced?
Well, you can tell them ahead of time if you have mercy.
But you're saying you don't have to.
Oh, right, you do not have to.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
This gives an abused spouse or something like that time to go off to Puerto Rico, learn Spanish, notify their ex.
It's completely lawful and legal. And basically, I say 3 days because you have to establish residency in Puerto Rico. It's only 3 days.
What does it cost?
Go ahead, David.
What does it cost to do that?
Between your airfare and your hotel, and you probably have between the paralegal that you would need to hire, maybe $1,500 if you're doing it on the cheap.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good
so and that's I'm being generous for hotel and airfare. So the actual divorce itself will probably cost you under $400 with the paralegal and setting up a P.O. box. Mm-hmm. So.
Very good.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
See?
And completely legal. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. This is why she's co-host, because she's just so smart.
Well, we have some of the states that, you know, I know Huckabee, when he was governor in Arkansas, he tried to pass that people had to wait a full year no matter what, I think was, it's like, come on, you craziness, people. So just let people be free.
Really?
You know, if it's not meant to be, then go. So.
Some people are inherently monogamous, and a lot of people are not. And you need to know your own truth. You know, it's traditional marriage is in many ways a very, very suppressive, painful experience for people, because some people are just not monogamous, and some are. And to thy own self be true. So, you know, and then you got serial monogamy, you know, in this country.
How do we work zero-point energy and first contact into the conversation?
Okay.
Let's talk about the evolution of consciousness, about what the light party is really about.
I don't want you off the air until you drop the zero-point and the first contact conversation as well, and I may be tracking right along beside you if I think there's something that our listeners might not understand, okay? It's just so you
know. Do I have the talking stick?
You have the dialoguing stick, okay?
Which
one do you want to start with, first contact or zero-point energy?
They're both very much connected. Very connected. 2012, December, was a very pivotal point. Of course, people are saying it's the end of the world and all this. I have a very detailed website called 2012ascensionguide.com. And people who are really interested in learning inside definitive information about what this profound yet subtle change is about, there you go. It's loaded with terrific articles and information and art. The point is that the Earth is moving and has moved into another dimension. Now, whether you believe it or not, the extraterrestrials, the benevolent extraterrestrials, the Sirians, the Arcturians, who are the ones who are responsible for making all those beautiful crop circles which have been showing up in England and
I love those things.
All for the last 15 years. They are the progenitors of the human race. This planet has been seeded over millenniums of time, actually millions of years. And the evolution of DNA is what's happening on this planet, which is us. And our consciousness and DNA and the growth of, or the transformation of our DNA are absolutely one and the same. You know, as we're evolving in consciousness, at the same time our DNA is evolving. Now, the point being is that the Earth has moved into another frequency band, and we're moving up in vibration. The whole universe is moving up in vibration. We've been in a 3D lockdown fear-based matrix. In the Hindu teachings, we've been in what's called a Kali Yuga cycle, which is the age of darkness and ignorance. And we're in the purification age, moving into what's called Satyuga, which is a golden age. Now, as we move up in frequency, the ETs who've been guiding, watching, and helping humanity evolve, because in their perspective, it's all one consciousness. It's not like we're down there and they're up here. In their awareness, it's all one being evolving. But in a separation, you know, the aliens, you know, they're aliens up there, and Hollywood has given us, you know, the impression that they're just waiting to have us for lunch, you know, that they're something to be feared. But the fact of the matter is that these are highly evolved beings who have great love and compassion for humanity, basically because they co-created us. You know, we are one with them. They see it, the indigenous people call them the Star Nations.
Let's not run by the crop circles so fast.
Oh, crop circles, okay.
Yeah,
which brings us back to our attainment. The Arcturian.
Let me just say something about the crop circles before you go on. Are they messages that are being communicated to us in the crop circles?
Absolutely.
Can you say more about that? Because the designs are incredibly intricate.
They're mandalic images.
What does that mean exactly, mandalic?
As I said, they are images to. They're super conscious archetypal images that we understand because they represent our source energy. We know this subconsciously. So they're bringing what is unconscious into consciousness. So when you look at a crop circle, even though you left, you know, your brain, you go, what the hell is this? Subconsciously, you understand that these are images of beauty and unity. So they are basically transmitting to humanity from extraterrestrial, superconscious levels, reality, truth, beauty, to remind us that that is reality, oneness.
Do you know Michael Glickman and Patricia Murray or Suzanne Taylor or any of those?
Yeah, sure, I know Suzanne Taylor. We have a lot of this stuff up on our website. I mean, you can anybody can
right,
Google
but here's
crop
it surfers. Looks to me like more than just a mandala, David. It looks
oh
like
no, they're very
other. Almost look like some of them yeah. almost look like electronic.
Oh, definitely.
Signals or pieces that, like that an electrician would understand. I mean, they look mathematical to me. Besides just quotes the mandala thing, it looks
absolutely. Yeah, they're here to activate higher consciousness. In fact, we just did a videotape, which is up on our YouTube site, called Transmissions from the Arcturians, that an artist friend did, and there are about 30 different of Arcturian sacred geometry. We're called sacred. Let's shift it to sacred geometry. And these images are all designed to activate consciousness or powers of latent powers of consciousness within our own self. Is that a better way to explain it?
Well, I think people should actually go Google crop circles so that you can actually
absolutely.
See what we're talking about, taking a look at them. That's one of the beauties of being able to sit in front of a computer and find these things, because they're amazing and they've developed so strongly over the years.
The
intricacy of them is mind-blowing. I didn't realize that there were quite a few in the United States at this point.
Right.
They're showing up all over the world.
Right.
And
it's communication from the extraterrestrial world. See, the whole point is we're multidimensional beings, and we've forgotten that we're multidimensional. We just think we're just mortal, you know, dumb human, you know, humans. But we're not. We're divine spiritual beings, and we're multidimensional, which means we exist simultaneously in many dimensions. And we also have what are called the Star Nations, which is our space family friends and brothers and sisters who are intimately involved in the successful resurrection, if you like, ascension of humanity into higher consciousness. Now, the governments are fully aware of all this, as is the Catholic Church. But when the real history of humanity is told, history as we know it will be seen for what it is, a very limited, distorted understanding of who we are as human beings and the real history of the Earth. The ETs that have been guiding evolution on this planet for billions of years, not millions, billions, and it's coming to a culminating point of a reunion where we recognize we are them and they are us. And in that reunion, they, who are us, are going to give humanity, which they've been attempting to for a long time, very advanced technology.
I need to put in a Sheldon Niles' wife, Colleen, was on our radio show, David. And the whole radio show was going on just absolutely great. And then at one point I go, well, Colleen, and she's a really sweet person, so of course she answered me sweetly. I said, How many aliens do you think there are here on planet Earth? And she looks and she says to me, Val, dear.
What's that?
Humans. She goes, Val, dear, humans are not indigenous to Earth.
Really? Exactly.
So that says it all. So everyone here is an alien. So
well, and yeah, absolutely. We. That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. It's just a reunion of waking up. There's no us and them. It's just we.
I've been taking Sheldon's monthly courses, so this is check out Sheldon NIDLE.com. Just Google him; he's very interesting, and he actually is teaching what the different ETs look like and things of that nature. And Sheldon actually he's been on board spaceship like 3 or 4 times. We're talking about first contact here, and. I've been watching the videos, David and Randy. I don't know if you've seen them yet. Spaceships are showing up all over the world at this time. And there's
That's right. A lot.
I actually kept saying, God, 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 please. All my friends had seen them, and I was envious. And so about maybe 2-3 months ago, I actually saw a ship outside within looking distance of my house at 5 o'clock in the morning. And the next night I saw one pretty much there too, and the clue for me was that it flew up, down, sideways in all kinds of different directions that you can't fly in. inside of our concept. So,
oh yeah,
I knew, I got chills when I was watching it, and I knew finally that my prayer had been answered, because I used to actually have alien dreams when I was a kid. I'd be walking down the road, and then my dream would be that I was back down on the road again, but in a different place. And finally, somebody really told me that that was an abduction dream.
Mm-hmm.
That when you get picked up and then put down, and that's
right.
Even in my astrology chart. So, you know, play a game. Where did you come from? I grew up with Space Patrol. You know.
Well, there's the question: where did we come from? I mean, we're all divine sparks of the supreme, infinite mystery of the universe, God, Goddess, all that is. And, you know, we've been stepped down in consciousness, but we are evolving souls in a body, but who we are from a transcendent level is we are one with the supreme self, the great I Am that we are.
Of the things when we were having conversation yesterday, and you were actually, because so many people are like freaked out because of Fukushima and the radiation that's coming their way and the different things that are happening, and you said, Val, you know, that can be handled with consciousness. So I was wondering if you could address that for a few
okay.
minutes. We've got about 10 minutes left here.
Okay, well, consciousness is all that there is. See, that's the first thing to understand. That's something you have to really grok. Now, understand that consciousness is, this is all a play in consciousness. Now, there are guardians of humanity that, again, we are kind of like their child that's growing up, so to speak. And as awful as the Fukushima event was, and this huge release of cesium-137 and so on and so forth, when that happened, many of the light workers called in, now you can believe it, not believe it, the extraterrestrial, the star nations, and great beings of light who have the inherent ability, as we do, to transmute radioactivity, radionically. We can do it homeopathically. There are homeopathic remedies. So I wrote an article on cesium-137 of how to deal with it biologically, that we have things like clay and mushrooms, and that will chelate inherently, naturally. Greens will take this radioactive poison and chelate it and render it inert. But the key point to understand about all this, and I've talked to many of my friends about it who were looking to go down to South America, I said, once the Earth shifts into the fifth dimension, the laws of physics are different. In the 3D world, radiation poisoning, it's a poison. But in the fifth dimension, it's not. The laws of physics are different in the fifth than in the third. But the inherent teaching is to understand that we are immortal beings. We live in a body, but ultimately nothing can threaten us unless we give it power to threaten us. In other words, the biggest bugaboo is fear itself. Now, for some people who go, yeah, but, you know, I don't want to get sick. Absolutely. There are ways you can protect yourself biologically. But when you work with the power of consciousness itself and you don't give it any energy, i.e., you don't give it any power over you, it has no power over you. And you can take that concept axiomatically and apply it to anything, such as with chemtrails. It's the same thing. The so-called dark forces that have been working to keep humanity enslaved, misinformed, divided, you know, the dark cabal, the Illuminati, whoever, however you want to, people have heard these terms, their whole program is to engender separation and fear. And once you move into a place of fear, then your immune system begins to get seriously compromised. Your immune system, our immune system, is directly connected to the heart chakra. So once we go into fear, anger, hatred, all this stuff, it drops our frequency. So our whole work spiritually is to continue to stay open to love, to keep empowering ourselves, and to be able to look out into the 3D world and not be at the effect of it. And that's the key, is not to be the effect of it at all, but to be affecting the 3D world in a positive way to raise up the consciousness. And this whole program that we're involved is all about raising consciousness into the next frequency, which we call ascension. In the Christian world, it's called the rapture.
Well,
and as we move into these higher frequencies, guess what? Knock, knock, knock. There are the ETs. I have a very good friend, Valerie Donna, who is a Palladian channel. She's terrific. We discussed this stuff. According to her, there are millions of ships light ships that are around this planet at this point who are watching, helping, and supporting this amazing event that's going on planet Earth, which is the event of moving from a very fear-based 3D world into a 5-based love, freedom-based world. That's,
and one of the things about this world is instant manifestation, folks. When you allow yourself to move into the 5D world, your thoughts become manifested instantly.
Faster and faster, correct.
Yeah.
And therein lies our power, because as a group energy, by the way, on March the 20th, we'll be working with World Peace Society, World Peace and Prayer Society. Millions of people are gathering new moons and full moons and solstices and equinoxes to anchor in, invoke through intention and goodwill the higher forces. Because we have at beck and call not only the star nations who are ready, willing, and able to support the good, but we have the great ascended master realms, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, you know, Christ. The whole universe is in support of a happy resolution into freedom, and that's the key word, and the keynote of the Aquarian Age is freedom. That's the violet flame, that's Saint Germain. So when we work and invoke and empower each other, then it's inevitable that we are going to emerge victorious, you know, and we're all in this amazing process of learning and revelation and empowerment. And therefore things like cesium and radioactivity and chemtrails, and no matter what, in quotes, they throw at us, in quotes, we can transmute it by not giving it power over us.
Well, whether people believe about the power of thought or these different powers that we're talking about right now, there was a book written many years ago. It was called The Secret Life of Plants. And
great.
They did a lot of experiments with what happened to plants when, for say, people were fighting in the other room or things of that nature. They were having effects to this. So as we begin to move ourselves into the fifth dimension, something special is happening. The love that David is talking about, that becomes present. That's part of the power of what allows you to access the fifth dimension, is gratitude and forgiveness and understanding, things of that nature. Randy, I wondered if you had some comments that you wanted to make here.
It's just all fascinating, and, you know, people that don't know anything about it, there's tons of places to go do research. What I wanted to know is there any websites that the doctor recommends as better than others? Because there would be a lot of sifting. There is a lot of information out there.
Well, I just want to inject just quickly before I get it. See, the light party is kind of archiving the best, you know, I mean, there's so much information out there. But we have a whole section. If you go to lightparty.com, there's a drop-down thing. It says Information Headquarters, and then you'll see a thing called On Spirituality. We have a whole section on ETs and UFOs and crop circles and so on and so, and terrific, terrific spiritual articles from all over the place, and terrific spiritual websites from, you know, you name it. So if you want a library of fantastic, true, you know, clear information, that's where you go. Because it's an infinite, we live in a world of infinite information. But I feel
so
that...
can you end with the zero point?
So zero point energy is what's called cold fusion, which is unlimited clean. You get more energy out than you get energy in. As I always say, there's no free lunch in the third dimension. That's what they always say. Fifth dimension, it's all free. Of course, we talk about solar and wind. But I've been monitoring and following the evolution of cold fusion and zero point energy. And this guy, you know, Sheldon Neidl talks about it a lot, as does Stephen Greer, who's heading the Disclosure Project in Washington, D.C., that the higher beings, which is are wanting to give humanity this incredible gift of zero-point energy, because this will liberate, absolutely liberate humanity from a fossil fuel-based world and all the attendant problems that a fossil fuel-based world has created, i.e. massive military spending, massive pollution, which brings us back, by the way, to the whole farming industry, because most of the food is grown through petrochemicals, which most people do not know. And that's what has to change, is this whole world's energetic system has to shift into clean, sustainable energy. And that's the challenge that we're all facing. We have an issue called global warming. We can handle all this if we move quickly into a sustainable zero-point world. And the governments are fully aware, and the big corporations are fully aware of this. And, of course, it's a tremendous apparent threat to their economic survival.
I want you to wrap this up in a minute, and I want you in that minute to let you tell the audience what they can do.
Okay, we have on the Light Party website, we have 7 points, and we have a site called Project Light. I urge you to go to that, and right at the top, it's a hyperlink, and this gentleman put together, and he's done a lot of our work, he lists 50, 60, 70 different new energy technologies, sustainable, and you'll get to see, you'll walk into a world, you'll go, my God, I didn't know any of this was going on. So we're right at this threshold of liberating ourselves energetically. And this is keyed into First Contact, which is the game changer.
Oh, that's perfect. Randy, wrap up for you.
I just want to say thank you. It was fantastically interesting. And I thank you for the links, and I got a lot of research to do. This was a new territory for me.
new portals.
I just have one quick little thing. Remember, water. That's the other thing.
I was going to say. Alkaline water, restructured alkaline water.
Right.
Rock out
you
on that.
You bless the water. You bless it, and they've shown that by sending love and light into water, it changes the mathematical structure of water. It's the most powerful tool we have for healing ourselves now is something we've taken for granted, is water.
Well, I haven't heard the music yet, but I know it's time for the music. There it is. This program has been brought to you by Laughing Dragon Entertainment, our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in memoriam, along with Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman. Oh, my gosh, we miss you. DrValerie.com and Doctor is all spelled out. We thank our producer and sponsor, Ron Hayes, our research assistant. Big thank you to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale and Ron Simon. And a merci beaucoup to Bent and Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free gift, MP3, download, or email. Send me an email and you can ask for it. Next week, invite a friend to listen and write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, Sidious, Altius, Fortius, do a mitzvah today. Give someone a boost.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.